Well, as you know...
Howdy, partners. I reckon it's about time, you know.
It is about time. He's an expert at upstaging people. Expert. At any rate, you may well know that here at Swing Week, not only is there a grand tradition of old songs and old dances, there's also a lot of bad old jokes. And sometimes, just for fun, we tell a few fibs, but you know it's just for fun. We are really delighted to have another band of folks who are heart and soul of Augusta. In fact, the founders of Swing Week, among other people. Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn are leading this band. And Liz was the recipient of the Patsy Montana Cowgirl Award this year, which is presented... presented by Patsy Montana's family. And it was a very exciting occasion. So we have a wonderful band, and you're not saying a thing. Liz Masterson, Sean Blackburn, Roger Bello on guitar, Peter Eklund on horn, and Kathy Wright's on bass. Have a great time.
Yee-haw!
Thank you. Oh, it's great to be here. Great to be anywhere.
Hi, everybody. What a great week. What a great week, and it's not even over. I love that.
Here's a song Roy Rogers liked it so much, he sang it in two movies. And we learned it from the singing of Rex Allen Sr. I'd like to dedicate this to my little horse, Manito, waiting back in Colorado. It's called Born to the Saddle. And yes, it's available on our CD. The saddle with the west in my heart, my eyes to the prairie sky, with a happy song as I jog along, born to the saddle am I, born to the splendor and the charm of the plains, free as the birds that fly, and I find romance in the broad expanse, born to the saddle am I. The life I lead is fine indeed, my cares don't mean a thing. I greet each day with a grin and say, it's grand to live and be able to sing. Born to the saddle with a song on my lips, in tune with the winds that sigh, and I'll never change as I ride the range, born to the saddle am I. It's grand to live and be able to sing. Born to the saddle with a song on my lips, in tune with the winds that sigh, and I'll never change as I ride the range. Born saddle am I. Born to the saddle am I.
Oh, thank you. Looky here, walking in on us. I love that. Come on in, there's plenty of good seats. We want to bring out two dear friends of ours who are going to play with us in the rest of our set. Mary Pat has talked a lot about the great friendships that are born at Augusta, and Roger Billow was on the first Swing Week staff back in 1989, and that was really neat. That was really great. And Peter Eklund has been with us for the last 2 years, and I just love having you along. You add so much class to this operation. Well, over the years, actually, Swing Week was sort of an offshoot of a vocal week that got a little out of control in the Western and Swing area. Patsy Montana was here, the incredible queen of the cowgirl yodelers, Patsy Montana. And Roger and Sean and I were both here that year. And over the years, we've all had a lot of wonderful chances to perform with Patsy, and she was a major influence on all of us. And so Roger and I have kind of decided to combine our talents. She used to sing a kind of a spoof of Sioux City Sue, but it's a great classic, and we're going to get Roger to sing that, and then I'm going to add, hopefully, a little fun to it, and we'll see what happens. Roger, by the way, that's a great outfit you've got there.
It's Western, isn't it?
It's it's totally, it's almost global. Oh. It's great. There was a year when Roger wore a guacamole green suit on stage, and now he's wearing a guacamole guitar.
No, Paul had the suit.
Oh, let's not argue. Let's sing. Here is Roger Billow from Charleston, South Carolina.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
I drove a load of cattle from old Nebraska way.
These are beautiful.
That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Lee-lay, oh, low, oh, lee-lay, I lay, oh, low, dee-wee-dee-dee-dee-o. Lee-lay, oh, low, dee-lay, I lay, oh, low, oh, lay, I lay, wee-dee-dee-dee-o, yo, lay.
I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my old Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Play, Peter.
Sorry about that.
Oh, lady,
City Sue, Sue City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. Swap my horse and dog for you. Sue City Sue, Sue City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. No, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Thank you.
Well, we are so happy and proud to have Peter Eklund, a world-class musician, playing with us tonight. And I'm going to let you introduce this next song, which I love.
This song I wrote for my neighbor's dog, a very beautiful black Labrador retriever named Blackie. And in his honor, I composed a song. Excuse me. I composed a song that can be played entirely on the black notes of the piano. So here is Blackie's song.
All the novelty instruments at once here. I had a really neat experience this summer when I was in New York City. Actually, to win the Patsy Montana Cowgirl Award, I went out. Thank you. Oh, subtle marketing. Anyway, I went out for drinks and an evening on the town in Manhattan with a bunch of friends and got to sit in with Les Paul. I know, I was amazed too. A lot of people think he's dead, but he's very much alive. He's 85 years old and still playing the Iridium in Manhattan. So if you have any chance to be there on a Monday night, please go. But this was a great song that Les recorded with his wonderful wife, Mary Ford. And I learned a version from them, and I was also inspired by the great Western swing fiddler, J.R. Chatwell. So this will be my version of a good old swing standard. I'll count it.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love
I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Need you every moment, in your eyes I see such strange things. But your lips deny they're true. Does your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Am I dreaming dreams of you in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Well, thank you very much. We love that song and hope to put it on another, we want to do another kind of swingy type album, urban swingy, if you will. And how you'll know when that's out or how you know where we're playing is you look up, get this, LizMasterson.com.
Yes, friends, that's www.LizMasterson.com.
You'll find all about where we are, and I made it so easy for you, and really easy for me. But we have a brand new album. We want to do a song off that one that you might know and feel the urge to sing along with us. It's a was a huge hit back in the 1950s, and not our album. I wish it were. No, this song, Ghost Riders in the Sky, was a huge hit. But when it first came out, it had all the verses. And then when it was the big hit in the 50s with Vaughn Monroe, the first two verses were sung together and then a chorus. And we got to investigating why this would be and learned that the first chorus after the first verse is actually about the herd of cattle. And the first chorus, the words are ghost herd in the sky. So if you would like to sing along with us, they didn't allow Vaughn Monroe to do that on the radio because I think back in the 50s they didn't want someone to sing ghost herd. You think about it. But what with, you know, the growth of public radio and all that, I mean, you can say just about anything now. So please join us. But on the first chorus, it is Ghost Herd. And this will be our last song, and we've had a great time with you tonight. Thanks so much to Austin Sapp, Fantastic, and Flawn Williams, the whole crew.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he went along his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Ippee-yi-ay, ippee-yi-o, on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their hot red league could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.
Everybody,
yippee-yi-yay,
yippee-yi-yo.
Their shirts all soaked with sweat.
Sounds familiar.
They're trying hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. They've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire.
As they ride on, hear them cry.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Save your soul from hell riding on our range. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across the endless sky.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Thank you. You're great.
Ahalaya. No, no. Everybody. One, two, three. Ahalaya.
I refuse to say it.
I think we have some serious announcements now. After the concert, head over to the pavilion for some toe-tapping swing. That was said in a very English manner. Okay, so after the concert, head over to the pavilion for some toe-tapping swing with Steve Jones, Ralph Gordon, Wendy Bourne, and other great swing talent.
That was much more American.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm getting better. Augusta offers a wide variety of music. Yeah, I've seen people playing the spoons, the jug, it's cool. Including a bebop jazz jam with Bros Townsend, Bob Thomas, Rusty Mason, and Steve Lawrence in the pit after the concert. So make sure you're there. Also after the concert, so make sure you're there as well, in two places. It sounds too like that store moving. I don't know how they do it. The Blues Student Band will be playing in the Electric Jam Room here in the Hermanson. And on Friday night, the blues staff will play for the blues dance in the pavilion. Ooh.
As usual, too many places to be all at one time. But there's one really important place to be right now, and that is to hear our next artist, who is one of our guest master artists. I was privileged to meet him 10 years ago at the Colorado Dance Festival, where I was a tap student.
You were 10 at the time, yeah?
Right. Absolutely. 10 years old. And he taught a brilliant class in improvisation for tap dancers, where I felt totally over my head and totally welcome, which is what many of you now know Bras does for his students. He's an incredible mentor and teacher. And because I don't know the whole list of everything else about him, I need my cheat sheet. He's going to be performing with a wonderful trio. It will be Bras, Steve Lawrence, and Ralph Gordon, and more will happen. I want to tell you a little bit more about Bras. He's a solo, ensemble, and accompanist as a performer. He's done it all. He works with tap dancers. He's received a Flaubert Award because of his wonderful affiliation with tap dancers. The tap dance community loves this man. He's also accompanied incredible, great, marvelous jazz and blues singers, including Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Dakota Staton. He's phenomenal. All I can do now is present to you world-renowned blues and jazz pianist from New York City and one of our master guest artists, Bras Townsend.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
We're here for one purpose, is to honor swing music, you know. And right now, we plan to make swing really jump up and down. We're going to do a song called Go Away, Little Girl, see? Now, a lot of women call it Get Away, Big Boy. So, this tune was made famous by Steve Lawrence some years ago, and tonight myself and Steve Mason. No, I don't mean Steve Mason. I mean Steve.
The other Steve.
The Steve Lawrence. Another Steve Lawrence. That's Lawrence. And Ralph Gordon on bass. We're going to do this "Go Away, Little Girl."
There we go.
Okay. Hey, hey, hey! Now, I have a special guest. You see, this week, Augusta College of Swing and Blues program has honored all of us by going to the expense of having two master artists. And the it also made it possible for me to meet and have a very good new friend. And he's a great musician, plays a lot of instruments, plays piano, trumpet, saxophone, and God knows what else, guitar. And I think he's such a fabulous musician. And I couldn't think of not finish the evening by not having him to join me for you all to enjoy to hearing us together. And that is to present to you Mr. Rusty Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty Mason. Yeah. 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 This is my Rusty Mason. Steve Lawrence. The hey, hey, hey is for the next act. You know, that's what the hey, hey, hey. I want you all to be prepared for the next act. And now we're going to present to you, IMC, introduce to you our upcoming act. Okay. We have where they at? Oh. Yeah, we have, well, anyhow, we got, our swing dancers are going to come out. And we have the trumpet, and Peter on trumpet. And
we had a little microphone backstage, but it didn't work. And I was going, and now we've got, and now we've got, and you didn't hear me, did you? Hilaire. Okay. We have got, joining Bros, Peter Eklund on trumpet, Marv Wright on saxophone and clarinet, Bob Thomas on bass, and dancers Dinah Lathrop and Johnny Martinez.
One,